today. Well, it is an honor to be here, preacher. I sure am thankful you allowed us to be here. And so thank you, amen, for the opportunity to preach. Let's look in Joshua chapter number 6. I'm very aware of the text and the familiarity of the text this morning, but if you, amen, will just give us a few minutes, we'll get out of the way. And so with that being said, we'll begin reading verses number 2. And so if you want to stand in honor of the King James Bible, Bible says, "And the Lord said unto Joshua, See, I have given into thy hand Jericho and the king thereof, and the mighty men of valor. And you shall compass the city, all your men of war, and go round about the city once. Thus shalt thou do 6 days. The 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumps of round horns. And the 7th day ye shall compass the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow with the trumpets. And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast, the ram's horn, and when ye hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat. And the people shall ascend up every man straight before him. And Joshua, the son of Nun, called the priest and said unto them, Take up the ark of the covenant, and let the 7 priests bear 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord. And he said unto the people, Pass on and compass the city, and let him that is armed pass on before the ark of the Lord. And it came to pass, when Joshua had spoken unto the people, that the 7 priests, bearing the 7 trumpets of the ram's horns, passed on before the Lord, and blew with the trumpets. The ark of the covenant of the Lord followed them. The armed men went before the priests that blew with the trumpets, and the reward that came after the ark, the priests going on and blowing with the trumpets. And Joshua commanded the people, saying, Ye shall not shout, nor make any noise with your voice, neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth until the day I bid you shout. Then shall ye shout. So the ark of the Lord compassed the city going about it once, and they came into the camp and lodged in the camp. Joshua rose up in the morning, and the priests took up the ark of the Lord. And 7 priests, bearing 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord, went on continually and blew with the trumpets. And the armed men went before them. But the reward came after the ark of the Lord, the priests going on and blowing with the trumpets. The 2nd day they compassed the city once and returned into the camp. So they did 6 days. And it came to pass on the 7th day that they rose early about the dawning of the day and compassed the city after the same manner 7 times. Only on that day they compassed the city 7 times. And it came to pass at the 7th time when the priest blew with the trumpets, Joshua said unto the people, Shout, for the Lord hath given you the city. The city shall be accursed, even it and all that are therein to the Lord. Only Rahab the harlot shall live, she and all that are with her in the house, because she hid the messengers that we sent. And ye in any wise keep yourselves from the accursed thing, lest ye make yourselves accursed.
Right.
When ye take of the accursed thing, and make the camp of Israel a curse, and trouble it. But all the silver and gold, and the vessels of brass and iron, are consecrated unto the Lord. They shall come into the treasury of the Lord. Verse number 20, so the people shouted when the priest blew with the trumpets. And it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him. And they took the city. Let's pray. Our Father, we thank you, God, for the opportunity to stand, Lord, in this place today. Lord, I thank you for the opportunity, God, that we have to preach. I pray, Lord, today that you help us. Help us to preach, God. Help our voice. And help us, God, today, I pray, to say that which would be pleasing unto you. Please, God, I pray, I ask you, God, today to render the results that you would have us to say, or the Lord that you would have in this place. And we'll thank you for all you do in Jesus' name. Amen. You can be seated. Thank you today for standing in honor of the Word of God. As you look into these verses of Scripture this morning, you know that they are very familiar to every one of us that sat in this place today. No doubt everyone that has churched it in any time in your life have heard these verses of Scripture taught in Sunday school or preached on behind the pulpit. With that being said, I don't try to preach something that hasn't been preached before this morning to you. But I hope to be a help to you as we look in these verses of Scripture. Verses number 2 through verses number 5 in this chapter, I believe, are some of the most important words and some of the most important verses that are in chapters number 6 of Joshua, chapter number 6. That being said, the reason I believe that those words and those verses are some of the most important in anything is because those words are the words that were spoken unto Joshua. They was direct, amen, instructions from the Lord. They were given from the Lord and given to the man of God, and they were given to him as instructions and how that he could conquer the battle and how that he could lead the people to victory as, amen, they were facing the things. What I'm finding as I pastor, what I'm finding as other young people, what I'm finding as a dad, what I'm finding today as I journey through this world, one of the greatest pieces of the puzzle that we are missing is verses number 2, 3, 4, and 5, is we are forgetting about what God has said and how God has said to do this thing. I believe that we are forgetting, amen, about how God has instructed us to do that. We are beginning to place our own way and our own, amen, instructions, and we are beginning to take today the way that God has said to do that and believe that it does not fit into 2024, and we are beginning to adjust that into a man society's realm to think that we can conquer the Jerichos that lay before us in this life. Can I say today to you, mom and dad and pastor and maybe grandma and grandpa, today, amen, if it isn't God's way, you'll never conquer the battle, amen, ahead of you. Can I say today to you, young person that is in here, and you are listening to me this morning, if you're not listening to me, I want you to sit up and listen to me this morning. And can I say today to you, if you do not do it the way God has instructed for it to be done, you will be a casualty today, and you will not be here in years to come. You must do it the way God said to do it if you are going to have victory in your life in the days ahead. You must, amen. I said you must do it the way God said to do it. You must follow moving down,
yep,
is when the man of God, the leader, Joshua, begins to take what God has said and begins to lead, instruct, and apply the verses of Scripture or that God has given him and the instructions that God has given him to the people.
Yep.
And begins to tell them how they can conquer and how they are going to move forward to get Jericho down.
Right.
Let me say, he didn't stutter.
Yeah.
He didn't pause. He didn't deviate. But he said, this is what God said, and this is how we're going to do it. He got in Noah's bold in verses number 10.
Yep.
He said, I want you to even do this. He said, I only want you to say a word.
Yep.
He said, I want you to be quiet and be silent and not say nothing. Because this is what God said to do.
Yep.
You'll notice that throughout the rest of the chapter and leading up to verse number 20, and I'm trying to be hurried, but you'll notice in verse number 20 that the walls of Jericho fell.
Yes.
And you'll notice in verse number 20 that the people went in. And you'll notice in verse number 20 that they brought a great victory.
Right.
But the only way they did that is they followed the instructions that was given to them. And the instructions that was given to them wasn't given to them today from God. Now it was, amen, disseminated to them from God, but God had a pathway to do such.
That's right.
Yes.
Sure.
And God disseminated that through the men of God.
Yeah.
Through Joshua, through their leader. Tell you where a lot of people mess up and they don't take the walls down. They don't take the barrier between them and serving God.
Yep.
Is they dismiss the words of the man of God.
Amen.
They dismiss the leadership in their life.
Right.
They dismiss what, amen, God is trying to tell them. I understand that we all have the Holy Spirit of God living on the inside of us. Amen. So don't come to me with that argument. I understand all of those things.
Yeah.
But I understand, amen, the ways of a teenager. And I understand the ways of rebellion. And we don't want to follow. And we don't want to go. And we don't want to live. And we don't want to get involved in that. Let me tell you something. The preacher that's preaching, your pastor, amen, your youth leader, they're trying to help you. They're trying to rescue you. But they're trying to stand in the way of you and destruction today. Why God wanted them to destroy tunnel cities last night.
Yeah.
And he made this statement. He said, because, and I may not quote him word for word, but I sure enjoyed it. Amen. He preached. Maybe not enjoyed it. But I sure, let me reword what I said. I sure am thankful for his
preaching. That's right.
Look, and I'm not going to speak for every one of you, but I'll speak for myself. One of the goals, I'm thankful for your preaching.
That's right.
I need that. That's
right.
And I may not have to say that, because I need it. With that being said, he made this statement, and he said about why God wanted them to destroy those cities. What they could control would eventually kill them.
That's right.
Well, I already studied a message, and I knew I had that pinned down and wrote down. And rather say that or not, but in Exodus chapter number 34, God says this in verses number 11: "Observe thou that which I command thee this day. Behold, I drive out before thee the Amorite, the Canaanite, the Hittite, the Perizzite, the Hivite, the Jebusite. Take heed to thyself, lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, whether thou knowest, lest it be for a snare in the midst of thee." We understand it, what verse number 12 says. He says that there's a chance that if I don't draw them out, we don't, amen, wipe them out. He says, now listen, amen, he says, take heed, amen, today now, lest thou make a covenant. He says, you better take heed. He said, you're going to have to get rid of them.
Yeah.
Or there's a possibility that you're going to make a covenant with them. Amen. That's where we're living today. That's right where we are today. He said, but ye shall destroy, verse number 13, their altars, break their images, and cut down their groves. For thou shalt worship no other God, for the Lord whose name is jealous, he is a jealous God. Back to number 15. Lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, and they go a whoring after their God, and do sacrifice unto their gods, and one call thee that thou eat of his sacrifice. And here we go to verse number 16. Not only will you join up with them, make a sacrifice, and come be part of them, but here's what he says: and thou take of their daughters and thy sons. And their daughters go a-whoring after their gods, and make thy sons go a-whoring after their gods. He said, you better put a pause on it. He said, you better stop it. That's why God sent them over there, and then they're going to that land that the brother talked about last night, falls into the Capernaum. Thank God for that. He said, Jericho, amen. It's got to go. Amen. And those walls, amen, and I, we don't have time to go around all the statistics of that wall. They say that wall, amen, is large enough that they can drive chariots around it. In those watchtowers. But amen, he said, that city's got to go. Because you can't be around them people, and those people can't be with you. Because if they are, amen, today, you'll make a covenant with them. Amen. instructions. God gave detailed instructions. Now I've got to watch the time. But with that being said, there were walls standing. God gave the instructions. God gave it to the man of God.
Yeah.
Now it's time that those walls had to come down. So let me ask you something. What barriers? Now I believe we have to have some walls up, amen, in our life to protect us.
Right.
I'm not saying against that, amen.
Right.
Thank God for walls.
Yeah, amen.
Right. Amen. I have to ask you. Things today, guys, just permeated every avenue.
Right. Yeah. Amen.
And our young people face temptation on a regular basis.
Right.
And I'm telling you, amen, the temptation, amen, lies, amen, out there, amen, young person, your purity matters to God.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
But temptation and technology, amen, is laying the foundations for walls to be, amen, erected, so it'll keep you away from the things of God.
Right.
Amen. Drugs. I believe we'd probably be surprised with the drugs and alcohol, the people that have tasted, if we understood what's going on amongst us. Now, I'm not saying there's, amen, you know, you understand what I'm saying, preachers. I guarantee you, we'd be surprised. I said at camp last week with juniors. We sat camps, amen, all the time. We sat meetings all the time. I'm telling you, you'd be surprised of what is amongst us. Why is that? It's because our adversary, the devil, is a glory line.
Right.
Right.
And he is thinking. The temptation to quit. Some of you, amen, your mind.
Right.
That temptation to quit. You're saying, man, if I can just get out here and get back home, I'm none of this. What you going to quit to? What you going to go to?
Right.
Yes. What you going to run to?
Right.
Amen. What you going to run to? Tell you what you ought to run to is the altar.
Amen.
You're just letting walls be there. Amen. Let me get through these. I got to really hurry. But we're talking about trades. Some of you got jobs that keep you away from the things of God.
I know.
Those trades are keeping you away from the things of God. You know what that's doing? That's helping the amen build walls in your mind.
Right.
You know what those walls are doing? They're keeping you away from the things of God.
Good.
Trades. Some of you got some tribulations, you've got troubles, you've got troubles amongst your family. They're keeping you away from the things of God. Here's what walls surround. Amen. The walls, amen, were surrounding Jericho, were keeping the people of God, amen, today from going ahead, amen, possessing the land of Canaan. And I tell you what, the walls, amen, that were there, amen, in your life and that are being built are keeping you from. They are keeping you, amen, and surrounding you, amen, and surrounding the opportunity of salvation.
Yeah.
I believe that there's some boys and girls, amen, some young men and some young women in this place today, that because of what, amen, is being laid in your life, that there's walls being erected, amen, in your life, that is hindering you from being saved. You don't want to be saved today, amen, and you, amen, are being, amen, distracted from being saved today because of that wall that's there.
Right.
Amen. Brother Moss began preaching all that, amen, when you go get God, and somebody go get God.
Yeah.
Amen. We've been in this meeting, amen. And Brother Lambert preached last night. Talked about, amen, you must have it for yourself. Let's get it for yourself. Amen. I know that's not a word for word title. But amen, young person, amen, you have to get to a place that you want to do it God's way. It's not your way, amen. And you're going to have to go, amen, get that wall down, amen. That wall, amen, is not, amen, today worth your time going to hell. There's walls being erected. They're keeping us from serving God. I'm trying to hurry. I'll wrap up in the next couple of minutes. There's walls being erected, keeping us from serving God. Keeping us from being surrendered. When's the last time a man, a young man, fell out of the altar, surrendered his life?
preach.
It used to seem like it was a regular occurrence. It seems like that we've gotten away from some of those things. And I'm not trying to prime you to do that. And I'm telling you one thing, amen. The greatest thing in your life, besides the day that you got saved, is finding a place in an altar and give your life over to God and say, God, I'm here. And God, whatever you need me to do. And God, amen, amen, you won't send me. And God, amen, if it's just going and getting out of traffic, Lord, that's what I'll do. God, if you want me to go back to school and get out of traffic, amen, God, that's what I'll do. God, here I am. And God, I want to give everything over to you right now. You know why we're not doing that? It's because we got this here parasite. Looking forward to getting back, amen, calling my girlfriend. And ladies, when's the last time, amen, some of you got up the altar and you said, God, here I am. God, it's me again, and I want to thank you for saving me.
Amen.
And God, I just want to let you know that, Lord, you let me marry a missionary, and God, he goes to the uttermost parts of the earth. God, I'll do that. But God, if you just want me to sit in a pew and support my husband and raise a family, God, be the backbone of the church, support our pastor, and God, lift up the hands of the man of God, sing in the choir. Lord, then teach a Sunday school class for little kids.
Yes.
God, that's what I'll do.
Yeah.
God, if you just want me to walk around the church and run the vacuum cleaner, pick up the trash,
yeah, that's right.
God, that's what I'll do. God, I'll be satisfied if you'll just let me get some food on fellowship dinners. God, if I could just go around and nobody ever knows, just clean the bathrooms. God, as long as I'm serving you, it'll be all right.
Sure.
As a young man, let me tell you something. I'm not trying to pin no flowers on me. One of the greatest times in my life, Christian service, was driving a lawnmower around the whole graveyard or swinging a weed eater around the old tombstone. Dear old saints of God. Man, I loved it. Listen, you better fall in love with Jesus. Amen. Here's some things that are keeping us and keeping our walls up. Number one, it's distractions. You know what would have hindered the walls from coming down to Jericho? You know what would have hindered that? Is that those people would have got distracted from what Joshua said.
Yep.
If those people would have got distracted, if the noise was wrong, if they had said, no, I can't do it, we can't do this, and what God said to do is not common sense, and they would have moved ahead.
Yep.
Those distractions would stop them.
Yep.
So you are distracted.
Yep.
You're distracted by things of the world.
Okay. Right.
And you are not seeing the walls down.
Goodness.
You're being distracted from being saved. You're being distracted from serving God. Some of you today are being distracted. You're not taking the walls down because of disobedience.
Yeah.
Now in Joshua chapter number 6, they were obedient. And that's why walls
down. Right.
Some of your walls are not going to come down. Because you're sitting there and suffering. And some of your walls are going to come down. Because you're going to be obedient.
Right.
And to those, we're going to shout when we get behind you and we're going to go forward with you. But I'm afraid somebody in here, your walls ain't going to come down unless you submit under the Lord. Because disobedience, the Bible says in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 15, verse 22, that to obey is better than sacrifice.
Sure.
So, they're sitting here to me and listening to me, they're saved. You come up here with your pastor, and your pastor, you may have it full. You may be pretending. How many of you are dissatisfied? How many of you are saying, I'm just so tired of this. I'm just so tired of being drug around the youth meeting after youth meeting. I'm so tired of living under restrictions. Man, I want to put my shorts up. I want to dress like the world. I want to go have a little fun. I'll come back to this in a few meetings. Well, dissatisfaction didn't bring the walls of Jericho down. Being satisfied with the things of God.
That's right. Yeah.
I'll close my Bible because I promised I was closing. What I found is this, is before the walls came down in verses number 20, the real verses number 17 and 18, right in there, Joshua told him to shout. Because God had already given them the city.
Right.
But the walls hadn't came down yet.
Yeah, right.
The walls were still up. The walls were still standing. Everything was still in time. In all reality, God had given him the city. In human eyes. But to God's people, they were satisfied. With what God had promised. Because they had seen what God had done. And what God was doing. I want to ask you something. Are you satisfied? Or are you dissatisfied?
Good.
If you're dissatisfied,